Thanks for joining us on Oliver and Hope's Amusing Adventure, the first in a series of Oliver and Hope books from United Healthcare Children's Foundation. We encourage you to follow along with the printed edition available for purchase now at uhccf.org. Our story is narrated by Julie Nelson, Emmy Award-winning anchor with Minnesota's largest NBC affiliate and friend of the United Healthcare Children's Foundation. When you hear Hope, you'll know to turn the page. Now, follow along on Oliver and Hope's Amusing Adventure.
Oliver and Hope's Amusing Adventure, written by Meg Katz, illustrated by Samantha Fitch. "What should we do today?" asked Oliver. Hope shrugged her wings, which sometimes meant her back itched, but in this case it meant she didn't know what to do. "I know," Oliver shouted. "We should go ride the Super Scrambler Rocket Coaster at Planetary Park. It splashes through an underwater tunnel, climbs up 1,000 feet in the air, and then dives down the tracks at the speed of light." "And that's just the first half," continued Oliver. Hope flapped her wings very quickly. Now, sometimes that meant Hope was scared, but in this case, Oliver was pretty sure she was excited. The two friends set off on their adventure, with Hope leading the way. The path zigged and zagged, went up and down. It reminded Oliver and Hope of the rides at Planetary Park. Right up until they got stopped by a crooked little creek. Oliver growled. Bears do that sometimes when they're upset. "Now what do we do? If only we had a boat or a zip line, even a jetpack would work." As Oliver explained what they didn't have, Hope pointed out what they did, namely the log that Oliver was resting on. "You're a genius, Hope. Since the log floats, we can ride it across." Oliver imagined he was splashing through the Super Scrambler Rocket Coaster. "Hold on tight," he said. Oliver really just meant that for himself, since Hope, of course, could fly. Back on dry ground, but with mostly soggy fur, Oliver said, "Now we just follow the path all the way to Planetary Park." Hope saw that the path wound up a huge mountain and was a little concerned. "Come on," said Oliver, "we'll be there in no time." As the two friends started to scale the mountain, the weather changed from warm and summery to cold and wintry. Near the very top, the climb got so steep that Oliver had an idea. "Let's pretend we're on the Super Scrambler Rocket Coaster and we're climbing the tracks right before the big downhill." Hope loved this game. When they reached the summit, they were startled by a voice. Since Hope doesn't talk, Oliver was only used to hearing his own voice. "I'm Sherpa the Snow Leopard. Since there's no way to go up, I'm guessing you'd like to go down?" "Yes, but what's the best way? The snow is awfully slippery," said Oliver. "Well, before you slip, why not slide?" Sherpa said as she pulled out the biggest leaf they had ever seen. "Climb aboard," said Sherpa. "Your ride is about to depart." Oliver and Hope zoomed down the mountain past the snow so fast it felt like they were on the Super Scrambler Rocket Coaster. They had so much fun zipping through the trees and swooshing into the valley below. The giant leaf slid them all the way to the front gate of the park. "Wait a second," said Oliver. "Why is the gate closed? And where is everyone? and why aren't the rides moving? Hope motioned to the sign that read, "Closed for repairs." The friends had traveled so far and had such an adventure getting there, they didn't know what to think or do. Oliver and Hope just stood there for a moment and looked at the rides, imagining how much fun they might have had. But after a few minutes, Oliver started to smile. "You know what, Hope?" he asked. "These rides would have been fun, but I know where we can find even better ones. Taller, bigger, faster." Hope started to get excited. You could tell, of course, by the way she was flapping her wings incredibly fast. She knew exactly what Oliver meant. "All aboard," Oliver laughed. "The ride to Sherpa Mountain departs in 5, 4, 3. And the two friends began their long journey back home.
Thanks for following Oliver and Hope on their amusing adventure. Where you find Oliver, there's always hope. Your purchase of the printed book and other Oliver and Hope merchandise help the real-life journey of families facing the challenges of a child's medical condition through much-needed UnitedHealthcare Children's Foundation medical grants. Visit Oliver and Hope's clubhouse and the online store at uhccf.org for games, downloadable activities, and other fun items. Oliver and Hope tell a story of resilience that echoes our mission to support and inspire families and children. Your support is needed. Even the smallest contribution can make a world of difference to a child and their family. Learn more and take the first step at uhccf.org.